You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 19 to 21. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. I have come to conclude, as the scripture itself shows, that the way of Jesus Christ is completely different from the way of the world. The world will tell you to create generational wealth. The world will tell you to put your treasure here, to amass properties. Even though Jesus said, the life of a man does not consist in the abundance of the things that he has. This is not to say in any way that the essential things we need to function in life, we will not have it. No, we will have it. In fact, the Lord said, your heavenly Father knows you need all these things. But if not that this is coming directly from Jesus, it will not make sense the way we have been brought up, the way the world system around us talks to us. They tell you that you must acquire things. You must have so much everywhere. But look at Jesus. He says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth. But what are we doing today? We want to lay up treasures for ourselves on earth. Sometimes I even look at even pastors. They behave as if they are not going to die. The desire to accumulate wealth, accumulate material things. I'm just wondering, does this man know that he's going to die? Jesus is saying that our treasure must be kept somewhere where it can never be destroyed. There is nothing you keep on earth that will never be destroyed. Did you know that the richest man in the world 200 years ago, we don't even know him, his house, his property, and everything may not even be in the hands of his children or his great-grandchildren as we speak today. It's all gone. There is nothing you have here that cannot get damaged, that cannot be stolen, that you cannot lose in one single day. There were times when people hoarded money. They had so much money, they were keeping it, and the government simply changed the currency overnight, and they made all their money useless. You know, you can lose everything in a moment, but we must not lose focus of what Jesus wants us to see in this passage. The goal of the Lord is the location of our heart. Where is your heart? It's really not about the treasure, it's about your heart. Every heart follows a treasure. Whatever you treasure, that's where your heart will go. That's what your heart will follow. And Jesus is saying, so look at it. Look at where our heart will be. He said, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. Then look at verse 21. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Brethren, where should our heart be? Heaven. I've heard people mockingly say that, oh, some people are heavenly conscious and earthly irrelevant. There is not a single man who is heavenly conscious and earthly irrelevant. To be heavenly conscious means that your light will so much shine here that men will see it and glorify your Father in heaven. It is a normal thing that we have a heavenly focused heart, that our heart has to do with where God is. Our heart has to do with the things of God. Don't let anybody discourage you and say, no, no, what kind of thing is that? Why will your heart always be like this? I want to tell you, anybody that truly follow the Lord, their heart is in heaven. Their heart is not here. Paul got to a point, he said, I wish to go. He said, it pains me to go. But maybe for your sake, for just a while, let me be around. You see, his heart was in heaven. I want to ask you, where is your heart? Don't let somebody make you feel that it is wrong for you to have a heart that is located in heaven. What will concern you the most will be the things that concerns heaven. What you will treasure most will be the things that that heaven treasures. Where is your heart? The location of our heart is where the Lord is dealing with. You think your heart is here? You know, sometimes when I look at the way some people fight for things to get better, and it's okay, but you see, they don't understand that ultimately, it is only when the kingdom of heaven is revealed on earth that things will truly get better. No matter what we do, things will eventually get bad. And eventually, Jesus will come and reign on earth. That is not to say that we will not offer our light. While we are here, we will still shine as light. But our heart must be in heaven. Normalize it. Let it be something that is normal for you to be heavenly focused. That is the way every child of God must live. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.